Tonight's show discusses topics such as PTSD, the stigma of not reaching out to others, and things of that nature that we have all had some experience with. If you cannot listen to the show, please turn Frag Out, Drag Out off at this time. If you wish to continue listening, be forewarned that your PTSD, depression, and other mental disabilities may be triggered throughout this episode of Frag Out, Drag Out. If you need to reach out to someone, please reach out to Battle and Distress, someone you trust, or let us know in the chat room on dvradio.net, and we will point you in the right direction with our resources. Thank you, and if you continue to listen to this episode, please enjoy the show and be warned that you may need to contact someone to speak with at some point. Also, please remember, if you are listening to the podcast after the fact that it airs, you can still reach out to Battle in Distress, Appear, the Suicide Hotline, or any of those in case you need it. Thank you.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome back to... No, that's not right either. Shit! Oh, this is going to be a long day. One more time here. Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm Nevermore, and I almost just caused myself to be a remix. With me, we have DV Oink and Uncle Fester. Frosty had an unfortunate plowing accident, and when Oink was rebuilding him, he lost his freaking head. So... we didn't want him talking out his ass, so until we locate his head, he'll be returning shortly. He's probably going to need a new face job and a new nose or something, but it's all Oink's fault. Oink was responsible for just the head. That's just the head, and he lost it. Oink!
Yeah, well, shit happens. How
but
you doing?
With us, I'm great, but with us in our last episode of December for Small Veteran Businesses, that I already screwed all up and insulted the gentleman, we have Sherm from MASH, and I'll let him tell you what his company does. How you doing, Sherm?
I'm doing fine, and MASH stands for Military and Athletic Strength Hemp. MASH is a derivative of the regular MASH program that was on television. No one had ever trademarked the logo. We did 6 months ago to help support veterans and their families. Sell
yes,
products and take the proceeds and put it into a fund to help veterans.
So if you kiddies don't know the show MASH, you're all freaking wrong. Don't call yourself old school veterans if you don't know that. I'm sorry, but everybody knows MASH. But anyway, tell us a little bit about, other than obviously you just said you give back to the community, tell us a little bit about your products and what you do.
Okay, right now CBD products across the country, whether they're topicals, tinctures, gummies, all different types of CBD products are becoming extremely popular. It's one of the fastest growing industries out there. CBD was legal up until 1937 when hemp actually was classified as a class one substance. And there's a long story behind that. I won't get into it, but it had to do with the DuPont family and the nylon industry. CBD was just legalized as of about 6 months ago by a farm bill that was written here in Denver, Colorado, and submitted to the Congress, where they approved it. Now that CBD is legal across the country, a lot of the former studies have come up, and there's a heck of a lot of studies within the last couple of years, even at major universities, that talk about the benefits of CBD. We would like to think our products are of some of the highest quality in the industry, and we definitely put our prices way below everybody else. We give a 20% discount to veterans and their families, and 25% of the net proceeds after that go right into a pool to help support veterans groups that we have vetted across the country, groups like VetCatch, River Deep here in Colorado, which supports six different groups, Disgruntled Veterans, 22 to None. There are specific groups that need help. And what we are going to be doing is helping them with the sale and the proceeds from the products.
Okay, I do have to remind federal employees, please check your federal employee policies, because federal government, federally, still got a little couple of little glitches. Poor old Oinkster just got a memo the other day in the mail with the new bills hitting the Senate and the House. They're making double sure that everybody understands you federal boys can't touch the stuff.
Yeah, we're aware of that. And one thing for in particular, whether it makes a difference or not to those folks, all of our topicals have zero THC in them. We do not allow, we scrub them for THC.
Yeah, that was basically the gist of that memo that came out. It was that, you know, second class or, you know, second geared products that aren't as high of a quality still has that THC in there. And that's what they're basically advising the federal employees of, is that, you know, you're basically taking a risk unless you can be 100% sure. You know, do what your, as we used to say in the military, do what your stripes can handle. Yeah, do what your paycheck can handle. If you think it's a product, well, you're taking a chance. That's basically the way they came out with that memo. So,
and this is not anything to do with your company, because I've not actually tried any of your product. But a lot of companies that claim zero THC, get that stuff tested sometime. Know your companies, know the quality, especially when it's gas station CBD. I have nothing with this, but a place in our town just started selling it at a video rental store. Who still rents videos, by the way? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you want to be a little bit wary about.
Hey, we just closed down our Blockbuster last year, so.
You know, one thing a lot of people don't realize, that the topicals, they use an isolate and the zero THC in them. That's something that will never show up in your system. What will show up in your system is when you go to the, what they call a full spectrum, which is below 0.3 THC, and it possibly could show up in there, but that's what they call a full spectrum, and those come in high dosages. However, keep in mind, for guys that are out of the service that are having problems with PTSD, heavy doses of CBD oil have shown benefits. They relax a person, and we've seen that from many different groups. One of the groups that supplies product to us is out of Las Vegas, and one of their owners is a guy named Kane Marzullo. His nickname is Kong. How apropos. He was one of the most, a member of one of the most decorated Marine Corps units in history. He was 8.5 years in the Corps, over 200 firefights and over 1,000 missions. And when he came home, he had heavy PTSD, which now he still deals with, but in a more appropriate way. He became an MMA fighter. It still didn't, it helped him deal with it, but it didn't calm him down completely. It was just a place for him to show his energy and basically deal with anxiety. He opened up and started a CBD company out of Las Vegas when they found out how well the product worked for him. And so he supplies product to us, and we white label that product. But he is a walking example, as many other people are. But again, because of the federal government, it's all kept, you know, under glass, so to speak.
Oh, I'm definitely in agreement with you. Our boy Fur Dog here, he has to have his CBD for his hips, and it's pet CBD, because you gotta be careful. Again, you'll hear our disclaimer: if you don't understand CBD, please research or consult a doctor. But we have pet grade CBD that he uses. And he goes from limping to acting like he's a 2-year-old again. And that means he's running through the house, he's jumping on the bed, and he's got the zoomies, and he's just a regular goofball. So I'm all for the CBD. I just got to warn the federal people so they don't do something dumb, because I've seen that happen in certain groups. Federal boy pops, and they go, I've been using full spectrum, and I just got a bad drug test, and now I've lost my job. And they didn't have the education. So educate. There are great benefits. You just don't want to get fired.
You know what? If they go to our website under hemp, and I'm going to change that to hemp info, you will see a lot of information, and we'll be posting more and more information as time goes by about the benefits of CBD, and also ramifications, information, education. Everything that you can learn about it as time goes by is going to be extremely beneficial. And one thing we will do, with guys out there, if they can prove, all they need to do is get a hold of me, either by email or call, that they are having problems with PTSD and they would like to try, we will give them the heavier doses, which is like 1,500 milligrams up to 3,000, full spectrum, if they're out of the service, for free. All they have to do is contact me. We'll pay for it.
And guys, you just heard him. He said telephone, call, or email. He is not a Facebooker, guys. He's not a Facebooker. He is an up close and personal.
You can get a hold of me on Facebook at MashChamp. That I won't have a problem with that. I'm getting more and more into it. So I will react to Facebook.
That was the first thing Chappie said. He's going to call you. And of course, I was dealing with this flu, so I had to get Uncle Fester to call you back. But I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, you don't text and stuff much. And I was like, okay, that's fine. That's cool. No problem. No problem.
Hey, Cheryl, I know you mentioned something earlier about some testing and stuff that's going on. What exactly are they doing? So I know for a fact, like I said, being up here in Alaska where they've legalized marijuana and everything else, I've actually known prior service members, that's gotten out, that's had PTSD and stuff like that, that has raved about CBD products and, you know, just cannabis in general, causing them to relax and, you know, fight off some of these demons and stuff like that. And that's one of the things that, you know, I was definitely hoping for, is the fact that they're going to be able to test this stuff and prove, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt that this is beneficial. Like I said, can you talk a little bit more about the testing and stuff that they're actually doing?
Okay. The testing that they're actually doing is basically behind closed doors. It's people doing testing with people that they know. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine who owns a manufacturing plant up in Lafayette, Colorado, got a call from a good buddy of mine who had Bell's palsy. It hit him so hard and so bad. And this guy was in the gym 5 days a week. He's 6'4", good looking guy, in the stock market down in Florida. And when it hit him, he didn't know where to turn. He called up and he said, listen, guys, is there anything that you guys know of based on the new studies that may help? My friend sent him a dose of 3,000 milligrams and told him to take it twice a day, which would give him 100 milligrams each shot. 5 days later, he calls up and he says, I don't know what this product is, but put me down as a poster child. I'm back at work. I'm back in the gym. And you can't even tell that I had Bell's palsy. It only took 5 days. Now, those are not double-blind studies. They're not studies done by the federal government. The federal government will probably be getting into it through the colleges where I believe testing is being done, but you don't hear much about it.
No, that's like the, most people don't realize there is a bill to federally legalize actual marijuana and take away the stress from like the federal employees and stuff and go federal, but you don't really see much news about it. And I don't quite get why, because I mean, I figure out if they can mess with the big pharmas, then it just pisses off everybody, and that's what they're trying to not do.
Well, here's the thing. One of the companies, GW Pharma, has a patent on the ice lip, but not on the rest of the products. They're going to be fighting them in court anyway. They wanted to control the market because obviously they could control pricing, and that would be a significant increase in pricing. That's the problem. It all comes down to money and power. Now, because the CBD industry is so new, there is a lot of things being done, but you don't hear much about it. The FDA right now is just trying to figure out what the heck they can do to regulate the good shops from the bad ones, the guys that are producing it in their back room, to the quality labs around the country that are springing up all over.
So. Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's where this ridiculous vape ban started and the cigarette age lifting is going up to 21 and a bunch of stuff, because people were backwood making CBD and THC vape, and it killed people because they didn't know what they were doing. They were basically manufacturing this vape product. And there is legal vape products in states where it's legal. I've been to the legal state, a couple of legal states. I've been to Oregon and I've been to Colorado, and I always call them the distribution stores. They always are quality checked the same as any pharmacy would be. But when you're making it and selling it out of your vape store somewhere there where it's not so legal, and you know, kind of backroom sales going, oh well, if you want something a little stronger, I got this, or off the dark web where people are in illegal states and are ordering it, and then people start to die. So then it automatically is THC, vape. And I don't know whether vape's good for you or bad for you. I know a lot of people that vape. I know a lot of people that smoke. That's not the point of the topic. The point of the topic is all it takes is one bad batch of something to ruin it for the entire country and start making, you know, every progress step that vape had made as far as CBD oil literally just got outlawed.
One thing you want to watch for is make sure you have what they call the C of A reports, certificate of authorization analysis. We have all those available for every product. When our products come in, they come from farms that are owned by veterans, farms that are organic. They go through distilling processes or what is called extraction that is legal. None of them are solvent-based extraction, which to me leaves solvent in there. It's all CO2 extraction. CO2 extraction is the cleanest. So we make doggone sure that any products that have the MASH label on them are high quality. I don't want any feedback from anybody that got hurt or had a problem. I want to hear good things because the product will help with what they call your endocannabinoid system. It helps create homeostasis, which is a balance in your body. It's not a snake oil and it's not a magic drug. It's something that your body, it helps your body recreate, because when you have PTSD, you have inflammation, you have pain, your homeostasis is stasis is off in your body. And so that's all it does, is just help recreate that and bring it back to balance so your body can deal with it, with the problems you have.
Well, you're always going to have your naysayers. I mean, like I said, I've seen it. I'm in a lot of veteran groups and I see it all the time where they say it's just snake oil or it's this and that. Like I said, I've seen it through my dog. I mean, he didn't just magically stop limping and hurting out of nowhere. About 30, 45 minutes after he gets the CBD, he acts like a daggone puppy again. He's 100 pounds. So 100 pound puppy all of a sudden. So I've seen it. I know what it benefits. It's just, you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have whatever. But I look at those people and I always say, but you still drink, don't you? Well, yeah. Do you know how bad that is? What do you mean? Alcohol is terrible for you.
I've done the gummies and I've done the capsules.
And welcome our resident one-legged first responder. He's a fireman, not a veteran, but we don't discriminate here. And that was going to be my next question there, Fester. Are you thinking about expanding to first responders?
We are definitely helping first responders. I'm sorry I didn't mention that. Let me tell you a quick story. I was introduced through the Celebration of Service Network, which is the USAFA Network of Businessmen, United States Air Force Academy of Graduates out of Colorado Springs. I was their first recipient through our, we have a nonprofit called Fork It Sports, and we support veterans in that community down there through the funds and proceeds we bring in. That's just one thing we do. I've been doing that for 3 years. I'm also an ambassador for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, which is one of the premier service centers out of Colorado Springs that helps with rehab for veterans coming out of all three bases. That is an incredible program down there. We supply toys, games, sports equipment, anything we can bring in, like the Toys for Tots program, to those folks. Now, as far as first responders, one of the guys down there at a function we had when we received the Fisher DeBerry Award for support of youth sports said, listen, can you help out with a friend of mine? He said, I understand you're going up to Boise, Idaho on a vacation. I said, yes. I said, I'm going to visit a fellow Marine. He said, one of your fellow Marines is a first sergeant retired whose son committed suicide last year after 14 years as a first responder, a cop in San Diego, moved to Boise to find more, just a better balance, but it's still, everything was internalized. I didn't realize that first responders receive no benefits if there's a suicide. This fella, Daryl Enderlin is his name, went to the state of Idaho, talked to the governor, put forth an effort, and got a bill passed, which just passed a couple months ago, to help first responders in the event of suicide. This has been a long time coming. Those are the kind of things we would like to support. Daryl is dealing with PTSD, not only from the wars and from being in the Corps, but obviously his son's death last year. And we're sending him product. He said, please, he said, you've left me the topicals. They're working extremely well for my back. He said, I need some tinctures, he said, and see how they work for me to calm and relax my nerves. He said, the anxiety of this Christmas being away, having my son away from our family has been, he said, a tremendous problem for all of us. So,
well, those are the kind of things. Actually going to be airing right after Christmas, so I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but that's the only way you can get the point across about the things CBD can do. But I will say, and most people don't realize this, but Uncle Fester can vouch for this. I work with a bunch of police officers, firemen, EMS. I'm really close in that community. And the one thing that I have found is if they witness, go through something, whatever, they get a couple of days off, they get a psych eval, and they get brought back to work. And if they bring it up anymore, they're deemed unfit or unsuitable to continue duty. So they have nowhere to go while they're still active in whatever realm they're in, whatever capacity. They can't go forward and say, hey, I'm still struggling with this, because they pretty much get blackballed out. And I know that's sad. It's a lot like the military is getting better, but it used to be if you said that, you got chaptered out, you know, and it's still the same for our police and stuff. Yeah, the chaplain talks to them and stuff like that. But I mean, I just went through it with a buddy that had to shoot a kid. Well, not a kid. He was 19, bank robber. And about a week after, he was back at work, and I was like, how you doing? He's like, oh, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, how you really doing? And he's like, well, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. And I was like, all right, we're not talking about Nevermore and her job and you and your job. Seriously, how's it doing? And he's still pretty messed up from it, but he can't say it. And I don't know. I mean, Fester was in it enough. Tell me I'm lying.
See, that's what the bill was passed for up in Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm. Because now guys can step forward and not feel the ramifications on their job. That's what the whole bill was about. Because prior to that, and maybe they'll set a precedent with this, but prior to that, it was the same problem, which is the age-old problem. It's a stigma.
Oh, yeah, but the only problem with that is, and Fester, I'll let you answer me here in a minute, is they can't get rid of you for that, but they can always find a way. And I think that's the problem that they're facing. Fester, what do you think, since you are our first responder in the group, our one-legged bandit?
Well, you know, first responders, they're starting to open up to, because of all the suicides that are going on with first responders. You know, we've had a few incidents around here. We had one a few years ago, fire truck responding to a call and a group of teenagers in a car doing 80 miles an hour and hit the fire truck head on, and it killed everybody in the car. And the front of the truck was actually, you know, the people in the car were pretty much crushed by the truck, and the truck was coming around a curve. They were slowing down because they had to go through a red light. You know, yeah, slow down, make sure there's no traffic coming, and proceed. As they were going around a curve, this car came out of nowhere doing 80 miles an hour, and it was a head-on collision, and pretty much nothing left of the car. And the driver, a few months later, committed suicide. He just couldn't handle the stress of it. And now there's bills in the process of getting them where they can stop the suicides and help the first responders, because there are some things you can't unsee and you can't forget. And I have a friend of mine that just retired, was a police officer, and he worked traffic accidents. He was the lead investigator. Anytime there was a fatality on the road, he had to be there. And anytime it involved children, he had nightmares. He has small kids of his own, and I would say he probably has PTSD from just what he saw in the job of being a cop.
All right, I'm going to dig us out of this rabbit hole, because there are going to be a lot of veterans listening to this, and I will put a trigger warning at the beginning of the show, but it's hard to express why you're passionate about CBD and those products if you can't express why. So like I said, I'm going to put a trigger warning at the beginning of the show. That'll be put in there, but I don't want to dwell too much on body stacking and stuff. it's not going to be good for people right through the holidays, but that's all right. We are going to go back to, now you are located in Colorado, correct?
Yes, I'm in Denver, Colorado. We actually have an office in Golden and one in Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, well, nice. You're a little bit bigger than what I thought.
Well, we work out of our homes, put it that way. My partner, Army Major, is in Aurora, and I'm in Golden. So we keep our costs down by working out of our homes. All of the products are shipped from the manufacturer and the locations that we have in Colorado.
Now, people are going to ask, so I already know the answers to these questions because, again, I get CBD for my doggo here, and when his back's backing up and we have good quality CBD available, because gas station CBD, I'm sorry, it works, but it doesn't work well. But is it legal to mail your product across the country to, not out of country, but across the country to folks who want to order?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The product is legal in every state. It's always below 0.3, which is the highest level a federal government would allow to be shipped, is below 0.3 in THC. Now, that's only in one of our products, which is our full spectrum tincture. Everything else is zero THC. So we ship them all over the country.
And the other is going to be, I've never done CBD. I don't know what dosage or blah, blah, blah. Do you have people available that can help walk them through the product that's going to be best for them?
Oh, absolutely. The best thing for them to do, email me. You can do it right from the website. You'll see a lot of the information on the website, which I post to help people with choosing CBD. But if they will email me, I'll respond right away. If they want to call me, they can do that too.
All right. I'm trying to think, because like I said, I won't say what group I'm in that produces CBD oil, but I will say that they are so expensive, veterans can't touch it. So do not anybody blurt out the name. I have a rule through DV Radio. We can't bash other companies, but they're so daggum expensive that their intent is great and fine and well, but I can't afford a $160 bottle of CBD. I'm sorry. It's just is what it is.
You will not be paying that with us. There's a 20% discount, and ours is probably 30% minimum lower than everybody else out there. I know what the cost is of the products. I keep the product cost way down. Our products are anywhere between $30 and $40, and that's it. That's on everything, and that's even the highest strength.
All right, so tell us some of the products that you offer. I did see something for poor old Chappie's upper lip because it got waxed. It looked like some kind of balm. So if you'll go through like the different types of products you have, actually, we got 5 minutes left in this episode, so we'll hold that next. Anybody have anything that they want to quick ask before our break?
Well, you know, I'm an amputee, so I have days of extremely bad nerve pain. So bad that I actually went back to the cocktail of drugs they had me on, and I weaned myself off of them because they interfere with my kidneys, and I'm already in stage 2 kidney failure at the moment.
Oh, no. Made me sad. I made myself sad. You made us all sad. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're not going to go drive across North Carolina and slap Uncle Fester, but I might do that anyway, but we'll be back after the break, and you'll get to hear from lovely Oink about our sponsors. You're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR. We'll be right back.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
The holiday season isn't always about physical gifts. Sometimes it is more than that. So during this holiday season, give to dvfarm.org. The DV Farm in Gilsum, New Hampshire is dedicated to helping addicted and homeless veterans get their lives back on track. Help them and let them know that they have a purpose and they are not alone. They watched your six when they volunteered. Now you can watch their six. Give to dvfarm.org today.
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Nothing interesting on TV? That's why you're listening to DVRadio.net WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
And welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm still here. It's Nevermore. Never fear. Ha ha. No, I'm kidding. And we have DV Oink and Uncle Fester. But before we move into more of the show, how about a word from our sponsors?
That's right. K-Bar Soap Company. We couldn't do this show without them. K-Bar Soap Company offers soaps with, stuff that guys are going to like. It's in the shape of a grenade, for crying out loud. 7.62 ounces of great soap, all natural. With scents like Whiskey, Bad Decisions, Firewatch, Chest Candy, and Salt Dog, come on now, people. What could go wrong? So ditch the bar, grab a grenade, try K-Bar today. Our other sponsor is the NFG Vets Facebook page. NFG Vets is owned and operated by a team of veterans whose sole purpose, to be honest with you, is to make you laugh at the end of the day. They post some pretty great memes, and it's just a place where veterans can be veterans without any disgrace or, that typical social status that everybody worries about. So head on over to NFG Vets, like some of their memes, check them out, have a good laugh. They're great folks over there.
Yes. Now, before we get to his products, Uncle Fester, I know you've tried to tell us a couple different times that you use CBD, but you have not gotten to tell us what is the result of you using the CBD. Don't you knock on the door, doggy.
When I was using the gummies and the capsules, I actually had no nerve pain, and just because I'm on, Social Security disability, I just can't keep affording it. So I ran out last month, and my bills overwhelmed my amount of money, so I've had to skip getting it this month. But it does work. I slept better. I didn't have nightmares, and I've been having more and more nightmares throughout the last month or so. I've been having just some freakish dreams. And then of course the other day, I had just ungodly nerve pain from my stump that would shoot like a lightning bolt up my back to my head. I had a migraine. I was sick as a dog from the migraine and couldn't get rid of the pain. And, went back to taking all the prescriptions they gave me to control nerve pain. But
well, we have a contact now, and we can contact him after the show and see what getting you back on your CBD will cost us, and we will help you out there, brother. We don't want you in pain, and I hate pain pills. I'm sorry. I have a nerve disorder in my face, and I'm waiting for some kind of magical product to come out that takes away trigeminal neuralgia, but so far no such thing exists. But that's okay. Let's get into Sherm and his variety of products, because he does have a bomb. I really like that. And did Chappie really put it on his lip?
Okay, let me, I will give you a brief explanation of each and what I believe they will work, they are good for, based on the people that have bought our products. First of all, the MASH Tactical Freeze Gel. That product is like any other freeze gel, but it has 500 milligrams of CBD to help with your endocannabinoid system and zero THC. It is safe for everybody, including kids. However, for kids, we have a 250 milligram under our athletic strength freeze gel. Our MASH product we call military strength. And that product right there, when you put it on an affected area where you have inflammation or pain, you're going to feel the freeze and the warmth to the muscle immediately. And what I tell folks is, if it persists and you want longer lasting effect, follow it with the MASH Tactical Balm. The Tactical Balm is oil-based, whereas the freeze gel is alcohol-based. It rubs in quickly and doesn't leave any residue on your hands. The oil-based, you can use like a massage and rub it in. And because of the different products that are in there, the different oils, it will get down underneath the skin and into the muscle. Both of those products are priced extremely low. Now, if you're having problems or you want to follow up with a tincture, you're in the service, I don't recommend it because they're telling you not to use it. However, our 500 milligram of what we call broad spectrum retains all the compounds of a full spectrum, but not all the terpenes. That doesn't usually make that much of a difference. There hasn't been enough studies on the differences yet. But the 500 milligram CBD full spec or broad spectrum has zero THC. Our 1,000 milligram full spectrum, and we can go up to 1,500 milligrams for guys that have severe PTSD and they're out of the service, get a hold of me. We'll be posting that information the coming week. Right now, we have 1,000 milligrams is the highest dosage on our website. It's full spectrum. It has below 0.3, which is the legal limit to buy and be shipped and manufactured across the country. Now, if you like gummies, the gummies have zero THC. I'll be posting those as well. You'll have to wait until Monday until I put those up. But we found a good manufacturer who is also veteran-owned, like every other company that supplies to us, and the farm fields. These guys are veterans. The gummies are 25 milligrams a piece. They have zero THC in them. Between those five products, you'll find what you need. However, we have one more that we're going to be posting. I'm doing a little bit more research on it. A lot of our guys and gals still smoke. They smoke weed if they're out of the service to dissipate the pain, but it gives them a high. We're trying to get folks off of that. Hemp can come in 12 to 18% CBD in a smokable product, and some of the best, what they call flower, across the country is grown in the state of Colorado by a veteran Marine who is also the mayor of his town. He does his own extraction, and he has the flower for this CBD cigarettes. That's what I call them. They're just smokables. I have taken that product out through Colorado Springs to get a feel for the market, and I'm getting nothing but positive feedback. We'll have those posted inside of a week as well at very low prices. Everything we have will be at very low prices and always a 20% discount to veterans, first responders, and their families. We're going to be going on the rule of honesty here, but that's up to you. As long as you get the product in your hands and it works, what you are doing is to helping to support other veterans and the research that we're going to be doing through other companies on how well CBD works with PTSD. Now the groups we're supporting with the money that comes in, you're looking at 22 to none. They're a very good group. I met with those guys last month down in Colorado Springs. You're looking at River Deep, who has six different groups up here who take guys on all different types of outings. All the guys are veterans. A lot of them, they're veterans that are suffering from PTSD, that just to be around their comrades, go fishing, go hunting, go on trips, makes a big difference in their life. And that's what these guys do. And that's the River Deep program. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center out of Colorado Springs, we support on an ongoing basis, and we'll be sending money their way for specific needs. Give you an idea. This morning, I got a call from them. There's a mom down there who lost her husband in the war. She's got kids. She needs help. She doesn't have anything for Christmas. We are going to take down a new bicycle on Friday. We're going to take down clothing and shoes for the kids for the sports, and we're going to give them a check for their Christmas gifts. Mount Carmel's going to be following up, helping her find a job down there, and also helping her with any of her other needs, from food to clothing, for whatever else they need for those kids. Those are the kind of things we would like to support. We know that Disgruntled Veterans supports that. We know 22 to None supports that. And those are the groups we're going to be supporting.
That is definitely outstanding.
Most definitely. I mean, any kind of veteran support is tremendous. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to do this, too, is to get more awareness out there and, of course, to support one another, if you know what I'm saying.
One thing we decided when we – so you folks understand – my partner just woke up one morning and said, we need to go in there and trademark the MASH logo. And I said, you're out of your mind. Of course it's been taken. He said, no, it hasn't. He said, we're going to put together products, the best in the country. I'm going to leave that up to you, under the MASH logo, for a purpose, for a mission. The sale of the products, not only it will be the best products we can put out in the industry, which is one of the fastest growing industries in the country right now, but for a purpose and a mission to help support veterans and their families and first responders. There's a twofold purpose there. Get the best product on the market, take the proceeds that are coming in, and help families. And that's what we're trying to do. Set a precedent across the country. When you sell stuff, give back. And so that's what we're doing. We're all veteran-owned, and everything that comes to us is from a veteran-owned company.
Well, that's outstanding. And that's what we have been doing for the month of December. We've been promoting small veteran businesses. Now, I don't know if CBD is something you want to give somebody for Christmas, but you're almost at the deadline where the mail's not going to make it if you don't hurry. So by the time this airs, it's going to be after Christmas. So anyway, don't got to do it for Christmas. We've actually liked this enough to where we're probably going to continue this series on in. We have a calendar now, and it's full. It's getting full, people. We actually, you know, seem to be a little bit knowing what we're doing around here. Not really, but
yeah. Never more turn me loose, and I filled up a calendar.
You know, one thing I forgot to say, I forgot to tell everybody where you can order the product. Go to
that'd be helpful.
MASHHemp.com. That's MASH. HEMP, onewordcom. However, if you type them in two words, they pop up at the top on the search engines. And if you want to get a hold of me, down below is my email. Send me an email. I'll be glad to respond. And if we have to get this to you by Christmas, just let me know. I'll put a little Santa hat on it.
Like I said, this is going to air next Friday, which is after 2 days after Christmas. But yeah. We wanted to finish the month instead of skipping the last week. That's why you got, bless your heart, such short notice. But we wanted to make sure that we highlighted, and we don't mean just veteran. We will do anybody that is first responder veteran, or because we do have a lot of people in my other page that we help out with. If you are a person that suffers from PTSD and you have some kind of crafting business or something that helps, I call it a type of therapy, you know, staying busy, their medicine and CBD and stuff, it's wonderful, but I also find idle minds tend to wander. So that's one of the things that we also would like to promote going forward. Now, we're not going to try to slap a guest on here every single episode because we kind of miss fragging out, you know, but I hate to get a guest in here and they're talking about the show and then us go on a ranty tirade and people get to the end and they're like, ew. So we're not trying to do that. Oinky boy, you got anything you want to ask? Because I know since you are at the federal level with the Alphabet Boys, are there things that you want to ask that people in your realm need to know or want to know? Or
no, like I said, you know, it's one of those things I think – initially being, you know, 20 years of active duty, you know, seeing guys get kicked out for, you know, marijuana use and, you know, the typical drugs are bad. You know, just say no, the Nancy, you know, Reagan era shoved down your throat as a kid growing up. You know, it has a negative stigma still attached to it in some areas. But on the other hand, I've seen, like I said, firsthand, the benefits and the positive, if you want to call them, side effects of CDB oils, the, you know, smoking the marijuana when needed because of, you know, certain illnesses or pain or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm all for legalizing it so we can get in there and aggressively test it and make sure that they're not going to have worse side effects. But as of right now, I haven't seen any, and it's 100%. And I mean 100% better than some of those zombie cocktail concoctions that are being shoved down people's throats nowadays. So, you know, I've done a 180, like I said, going up in, you know, the Just Say No era to, you know, like I said, seeing some of the positive results of the CDB oils and what have you. Again, my own personal opinions here does not reflect anything of DB Radio or federal government of who I'm employed through. But just my own personal feelings, like I said, is there's great benefits, and I'd love for it to get in there and get tested. And you know, make it legal then, you know, because our brothers and sisters are suffering too much with too much pain, too much, you know, anxiety, just different stuff going on right now that I think this stuff would definitely help with.
And I'm going to add this in. I am not here bashing anybody that does do the THC CBD mix. There are folks that say it works better and it's more effective on their type of pain, and to each their own. All I'm saying is if it's not legal, I understand why you don't want to be fed a handful of pain pills and so forth and so on, but that is your decision. You're a grown-up. What we are discussing is legal. You just got to be careful again with the whole federal thing. I'm never going to knock anybody who is, you know, as long as we don't have ghosts in our blood and doing cocaine about it. I'm not going to knock the THC marijuana phase or anything like that, because I also grew up in the time where anytime an addict went to rehab or anything like that, the first thing they got taught was marijuana is a gateway drug. And I look back and go, maybe if they'd have just gotten their marijuana, they wouldn't have they wouldn't have been on this hardcore stuff or whatever.
It's a gateway drug to Twinkies.
But my whole point is, you know, I'll take marijuana over somebody using heroin or meth or something any day. I work in loss prevention and I catch drug users of all types. I don't like referring to marijuana as a drug, but that's what it's classified as. And they never tried to kill me. Most meth or heroin users are vicious little bastards, and I just, it's just not my thing. I can't stand people. There's always needles, and marijuana doesn't do anything but make your room smell funky. I mean, when I catch them and they leave, I walk back in my room and I'm like, woohoo, is it smoky loud in here?
Contact buzz.
I mean, it'll be so strong that, like, as soon as they get set down, I'm like, don't even open that book bag to get out the merchandise. Why? Because I can smell it through your backpack, and there's no getting around it, buddy. Sorry.
That's a funny story. We had a small hotel in Idaho, go figure, when I was stationed down there. And I came from an overseas-based Germany, and, you know, we lost out on that cola money. So I delivered pizzas there as a side job for a while, and I swear to God, it was straight out of a Cheech and Chong movie. I get a call to deliver pizza to this room, and they open that door, and having a fog. It must have been knee high, just rolled out of this one room, and it's like, "Yep, I'm gonna get busted for this." But nah, like I said, I support it and all the efforts and stuff that's going on out there right now, and it's been shown to help, and that's the biggest thing.
And I can say that there have been statistics shown that states that have went legal have had a decrease large, but since I don't have the numbers right in front of me, I'm not going to say what the percentage is, a humongous decrease in overdoses, accidental overdoses. So, and like I said, a lot of it and frag out, drag out's all about saying what people don't like to hear, and Alphabet Boys may get me, but most of this is just a big pharmaceutical game. It's all about money and power, and there's things that are inexpensive that can help us. And, you know, everybody is on this. Well, if I'm president, I'm going to reduce to 22. You know what? You want to help us get the hell out of our way and let some of these veterans do what they need to do. You know, there are vets that hold federal jobs that have PTSD, but can't try this. So they're zombies. Is the legal prescriptions better for them? I don't know. You know, that's up for them, for their body and their mind and their doctor and all of them to sort out. But
well, I can tell you last year when I came out, you know, when I came out of the hospital after the, actually, as soon as I came out of the, at a surgery, they couldn't control the pain. And I was getting high doses. I was getting a milligram every hour on the hour of Dilaudid and 10 milligrams of hydrocodone every 2 hours. They did that for 24 hours. My body became so toxic with opiates that I actually had a psychotic meltdown, and they had to add a third narcotic to it before it killed the pain. And once it killed the pain, I was out. And when I came out of the hospital, they sent me home with 30 Dilaudid pills, and it was supposed to last me a week, and I knew I had to get off of it, and I tried to go cold turkey, and that was a bad, bad, bad mistake. Medic wound up coming to get me. And so I asked a friend that was an addict at one time, how do I get off this stuff? And he gave me a program, and what was supposed to last me a week lasted me almost 2 weeks. And I went to my doctor, brought the pill bottle with me, and I was like, this was a week's supply. I still have some left. Gave him my step-down program, and he helped me and gave me 60 more tablets. And I had 20 left. Haven't touched it ever since. It took me 6 months to get over my withdrawal symptoms. And Holy cow, I never want to do that again.
Well, that's another thing that CBD, I'm going to say, allegedly helps with is the veterans that are being taken off of pain medicine and stuff. It does help with the withdrawal. So I've been told, don't know. I actually have not tried. I'm not going to say I've never tried CBD with no THC, but I'm saying I did not take it for that purpose. I tried it to see if it was going to do anything for this lightning bolt in my face. And unfortunately that particular whatever it was, it didn't work for me. It wasn't strong enough, but boy, I did sleep. It will help you sleep.
But what was the side effects from doing all those drugs, you know, the damage to your kidneys and like you said, the time it took to come down off of that. What's the side effect of, you know, smoking a joint? You get the munchies for Twinkies or some pizza?
Yesterday, you probably didn't know, but I was pretty much a zombie yesterday because I did the full dose of everything yesterday, without narcotics. Mm. And when I was doing the show, my vision was so blurry, I couldn't see anything. And then like 6 o'clock in the evening, it started clearing up and I was like, I can see again.
Well, we are going to ask Sherm, since you brought up side effects. Sherm, are there any known documented side effects of CBD usage?
None that I have seen. And I would bring up a good one. I have a nurse over at the gym that I work out with all the time, and her and her husband come there, she's always on the elliptical machine, so we stand together and talk. She knows what I do, and she said, listen, I'm having problems sleeping, especially before I have to go into my job. She's in her 60s, and she said, I heard that CBD can help. I said, I will give it to you. So, well, I didn't give it to her. She paid cost for it, and she came back, and she's a week later, she said, hey, I have three other nurses that would like to have some CBD to help with their sleep. It wasn't but a week later, she came back and she said, this stuff is working for everybody. She said, I love it. I said, well, that's one of the side effects. It helps you sleep. So I wouldn't call it a side effect. It's actually the benefit of CBD is help relaxation, especially when you go to bed, to go into your REM patterns and have a more restful sleep.
At least obviously, that's what we've seen. Obviously, if you are taking CBD full-time like Uncle Fester and stop, it's not a side effect. It's just your norm comes back, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I don't want that mistaken as a side effect, but we are down to about 8 minutes, so we are going to do last thoughts, last remarks, and I'm also going to let you remind people where they can look at your information, and we'll go through all of that, but we are going to start with Oink, any parting last thoughts or words? And please, by the next recording time, find or make Frosty a new head. He cannot be knocking out his backside for the rest of these shows. I mean, I cannot even believe you hit him with a snowplow to begin with.
Well, you know, it did improve his looks by, you know, threefold.
Well, wait a minute. Doesn't he normally talk out of his...
No, that's where the fudgesicles go. You do not know. You do not know the history of the Frostman there.
No, like I said, I'm glad they're seeing, you know, some positive steps in the right direction with this. Like I said, that, you know, the benefits are certainly outweighing any of the stigma, you know, costs and or, you know, associated risks that has been thrown out there for so long. So, and again, as long as you guys are doing the products right, by all means, but brother, you know, you're always going to have our support, I think, in the long run.
One thing I want to mention, and I can't reiterate this enough. I've seen the prices of the products out there. I've seen where the market is going, and I'm seeing what people are doing to take advantage of the market. You will not find that with Mash Hemp. You come into Mash Hemp, if we don't have it there, email me. If I can get it, I will. The only thing we don't carry right now are capsules, because I don't think they work as well, because they go into your digestive system and there's only about 20% gets into your system. But get a hold of me. You're buying the products at the lowest cost. You have the best products available. I stand on that. If you don't like them or something doesn't work, send it back. I'll give you your money back. But the proceeds will go into a fund to help support other veterans and first responders and their families across the country. That's one thing I want to reiterate. You're buying the best products and your money's going for the best cause.
I do want to add, like I said, I'm in a group and I'm not going to mention it, but one of the biggest complaints was instant gratification. We are in a world of instant gratification. CBD does alleviate some symptoms immediately, but remember, the longer you use it correctly and for your body weight, listen to me carefully, folks. There is a science to it, just like taking your prescriptions. If you do it correctly, do not give up after a day or two. Unless, now there are some people that it just makes deathly sick. Something about it just makes them sick. I have heard that it just, no matter what, it you know, there are people that is actually allergic to hemp or marijuana, or, you know, so it makes them throw up immediately. They cannot use it. Totally get that. But please, before you go, this company or this product is a snake oil or a sham. Please make sure that you actually know what you're talking about. That disturbs me 47,000 ways. It doesn't work for everybody. There's not 100% guarantee on anything. Will work. What works for one won't work for the other. Just please remember that. Esther, do you have any last remarks?
Actually, I'm going to go peruse his website now.
You're going to go peruse the website.
He's okay. Going shopping. He's going shopping.
Well, I'm going window shopping at the moment. Yeah,
yes.
Got to wait another week.
Sherm, tell us your website for not only ordering, but contacting you, whatever. Go ahead and give us how you go shopping.
No problem. And I'll even give you my phone number. First of all, my name is Michael Sherman. It's Sherm, and I am the co-founder of Mash. It's mashhemp.com, mashhemp.com. You can contact me directly at 720-436-4026. Again, that's 720-436-4026. Just mention where you heard from, where you got my number. And you can go to Sherm, S-H-E-R-M, at mashhemp.com. Again, that's S-H-E-R-M at mashhemp.com. It's also at the bottom of the first page.
He does have a Facebook. He is getting better at the Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
He
yes,
does. Ma'am. I'd already been told when I was looking for businesses. But you know what? I kind of don't blame you, because Facebook can start consuming you and you focus less on your company and more on worrying about what everybody else is thinking. And I'm not saying sure in particular, I'm just saying it tends to have, because you know, there are going to be haters. There are going to be people that just for the hell of it, go over there and go, this product sucks. CBD is fake, blah, 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 whatever. And you'll hear it in our disclaimers when they advertise, do your research, talk to your doctor. Make sure you know that the company you're working for is going to not hang you by your toes and terminate you. Know what's in your product. Know that there is less than 3% THC, but you can still pop positive. Just remember to do your research, your homework. And as always, before you try any kind of new product, maybe you should consult the founders, the owners, and ask them questions, because I'm sure if he wants to sell a product, he has no problem answering your questions. So, you know, don't be dumb about it. I don't think, did I miss anybody on last request? No. Sharon, we do want to thank you so much for, especially like, you know, what are we giving, less than 48-hour notice? Do you have any parting remarks?
No, you can follow us though on Facebook, and I will be better at posting information and putting up all kinds of different things. Instagram, we're on. Also, I will be posting videos to YouTube, and I'll be writing blogs about the benefits of CBD and, you know, all different types of information about CBD. So if you go to our hemp navigation button, you'll see a lot of that information, and then start watching for my blogs.
And he is a Marine.
Is that a fact?
So please be nice. Crayon.
Always, once and always, Semper Fi.
Now fucking standing.
Yeah.
What flavor crayon?
He wants to know what's your favorite flavor of crayon. We don't say color.
Mine?
Yeah, you. You're the only Marine in the room. I don't have Frosty to pick on.
Well, Marine Corps green.
See, Frosty is missing the green, because if you look at our little characters, he's holding a green crayon with a bite taken out of it.
There you go.
But again, thank you to my host. Oink, please put Frosty back together. I mean, I feel like we're gonna have to, like, you know, make that Christmas wish and get him all back together. Well, we miss you, Frosty.
Get you a couple toothpicks, and that way his head doesn't roll off each time.
Well, it wouldn't have if he hadn't hit him with a snowplow and tore him apart.
Frosties, but
you want to go there? You thought you were gonna get out of this. Just so y'all know, for the listeners and the people that won't be in the chat room that'll be listening to podcast. He wants to talk about Oink getting Frosty's head, but he doesn't want to discuss how his wife heard him calling out Frosty in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, yeah. So whatever I was dreaming of, I was calling Frosty's name out last night. And she was like, what the hell did Frosty do to you? You were calling his name out last night. I was like, I have no clue.
So that's we're going to go. You thought you were out of that, but remember, you're surrounded by a bunch of vets. We're going to hold that against you for the rest of your life. Anyway, you've been listening to Frag Out, Drag Out on WDVR DV Radio. We appreciate y'all so much, and thank you for listening, and toodles, fucksicles, bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
And we're clear.
I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told.
Eskimo pussy is mighty cold.
Eskimo pussy is mighty cold.
Thank you for listening to Frag Out, Drag Out here on WDVRDVRadio.net. As a reminder for this episode, we want to let you know that we in no way endorse the products talked about during this episode. This is part of our veteran-owned business mini-series this month of December 2019. But Frag Out, Drag Out, nor DV Radio in any way, shape, or form condones or endorses any products you hear this episode. Please check with your doctor and do your own research. Thank you for listening to Frag Out, Drag Out here on DVRadio.net.
DV Radio.